Okay, so we're on Daf Tetvav today. So let me just review a little bit from Yudalon Rebbeis 14b. So the Mishnah yesterday had said that Eved Ivri is Nikna B'Kesef, that an Eved Ivri, which is a Jewish slave, to be acquired through money. The Chiddush, we wrote Parker was saying it's a different type of Kenyan. In other words, Eved Ivri has his own dinim. So how do we know he's acquired with Kesef? And then the Gemara ends up learning a proof from Machru Bezdin, if the Bezdin sells him, that he could be acquired with Kesef, learn from Amma Ivriya, and then it says, Bechim Kor Isha Bi Tov Li'Amah, and then it says, Ki Macher Lecha Achicha Ivri. So we know that Eved Ivri sold by Bezdin, he could be bought by Kesef. How do we know Mokar Atmo? So the Gemara says, we learn Sachir Sachir. So we learn Tereshava Sachir Sachir. It says, there are two psukim that have the word Sachir. So Rashi brings it down in the narrow lines, around 20 lines above where it gets wide. Sachir, this is in Parshat Behar, so the Eved Ivri is called Kisachir. That's the Mokar Asmo, the Eved Ivri who sells himself. This is by Machru Bezdin, Kimishnes Sakar Sakir. So they have a Gzereshava between Mokar Asmo and Machru Bezdin. Gzereshava, Sakir Sakir. Then the Gemara says that works well according to the opinion of learned Sakir Sakir. But according to one doesn't learn Sakhir Sakhir, well, how do I know Limud? And the Gemara brings a different pasuk, b'chi tasig, if the goyim get more money and it's above and it's connected to the when the Jew is sold. So Mela, we end up learning that Mokar Atzmo. In other words, the goy has it, and then we have Mokar Atzmo. So the Gemara has the Limud. So, but the key is that Gemara has, again, we have this Gzereshava, you may be listening, the Gzereshava Sachir Sachir. That's the key. There's a Gzereshava Sachir Sachir, and one is by Machru Bezdin, and one is by Mocher Atzmo. So the Gemara says that that's a machloket, whether you hold that or not. It's machloket whether you hold from the Gzereshava or not. So the Gemara says, well, who is the Tana who doesn't hold from Sachir Sachir? So the Gemara brings out a Braisa. And the Braisa quotes two opinions, a lot of different dinim between Mocher Atzmo and Machru Bezdin. So the Tanna Kamma has a lot of differences between when a person sells himself or the Bezdin sells him. So we think the Tanna Kamma, Mestama, doesn't hold from the Gzereshava. And Reb Lazar, who's the second Tanna, he does hold from it. And then the Gemara says that the Gemara quotes Reb Tavyomi, where is he? He says, so Amar Rav Mishmei Dabai. So Rav Tavyomi says in the Dabai, there's 10 lines from the bottom. Truly, Amar Yalav Sachir Sachir. He says, no, I can say that everybody in that Mishnah, that Braisa holds from Sachir Sachir, but they're differently mudim. So we're going to pick up in the middle of differently mudim. So we'll pick up 4 lines from the bottom on Yudalon Rebbeis 14b, 4 lines from the bottom. So my Tamad Tana Kamad Amar Mokra. So again, this is getting into the issue of whether we learn Sachir Sachir. So the Gemara thought, we found the Tana who doesn't learn Sachir Sachir was a Tana Kama the Braisa, but the Gemara says no, he also learns Sachir Sachir. So the Gemara, it doesn't have its ultimate answer yet, and I don't think we're going to get an answer tonight. But the Gemara says, "My Tana Tana Kama da Amar Mokar Asma Lino." What's the reason for the Tana Kama who holds if you're Mokar Asma, you sell yourself into Avdut, that you don't have the option to be a Nirtza, right? The Nirtza is obviously the Eved that wants to sign on for more than 6 years. So he says, "Me demiet rachmanik." So it's because he learns that there's a specific. In other words, he learns there's a gzereshava sachir sachir, but there's a specific miut. It says, "V'ratzadon that the master will pierce his ear, but more than all, ozno shlo, will ozno. So he learns ozno, his ear, and not the mocher. That's why he learns that the Mokar Atzmo, it doesn't have the option of being a Nirtza. So the top line on Tip of Manalev, the Edoch is Reb Lazar who holds that no, they could both be Nirtza. That was no is coming to teach me Gzereshava. The Tani we learn in the Braisa, Reb Lazar Omer, Minayin Ritzia Shehi Ba'ozen. How do we know that the piercing of the ear of the Eved is in the right ear? But Ba'ozno Yamanit, Nemar Kana Ozen. So it says by the Eved Ivri Ozen. It says by the Mitzora Ani. So remember in Chumash and Parshas Mitzora, So it gives you the procedure if you forget that a mitzvah is going through a tara process. So he brings certain korbanot, and he has like certain mitzvahs when he's completing his process. So there's a two levels: the wealthy mitzvah and the one who's in financial difficulties. So if he's a wealthy mitzvah, he brings three animals korbanot, and then the Torah describes he puts the blood on the ear and on the thumb and on the toe, and then there's this oil on the ear and the thumb and the toe. Then the Gemara repeats almost everything and says if you have mitzvah ani, he only brings one keves and two birds, and then he's done. But otherwise, the procedure is the same. So the rest of the procedure seems to be repeated for no reason, but the Gemara has drashas from it. So one of the drashas is v'nemar l'halan ozen. So it says ozen, and there it's clearly ozen yamanit by the mitzora. It mentions the ozen malahalan yamin. So again, this is the Tana Reb Lazar in our brisa is going to learn like the Tana Reb Lezer. How do I know it's on the right hand? He learns ozen ozen, just like by the mitzora, that's the right ear. So he says afkan yamin, also right here. So he's not going to learn ozno just by the nirsa is only by the machru bezdin and not mokra atzmo. He's learning this zereshava. The idach, which is the Tana Kama, who did make that distinction, he also agrees that it's the right ear. Everybody agrees the right ear. Idach im kein limikra ozen. If the Torah only wanted to teach me the zereshava from the mitzora, the Torah could have said v'ratza donavid ozen b'martzeya, and then I know from the zereshava it's the right ear, and then I'm done. He says my ozno. So what does it say it was no? So I'm going to double over of was no. I'm going to say Ozen teaches the Zereshav, and Ozno only his ear by Machru Bezdin and not by Mokra Atzmo. The Ida, which is the Tana Reb Lazar in the original Brisa, Ahumi Baile, Ozno below Ozna. He says, no, you're right. Ozno, you're right. Ozno does teach me something, but it teaches me Ozno, if he's a male slave, he has the option of becoming a Nir son and the ear gets pierced. Below Ozna. If it's an Ama Ivriya, she can't sign up for another term of servitude. That's it. He says, so that's what he's learning. The Idach, meaning the Tana Kama, he learns, the Idach Nafkala, he agrees with that Lima, but he'll be Idach Nafkala, Imamor Yomar HaEved. He says, Pasuk says, the Nirtza, Imamor Yomar HaEved. If the Eved says this, HaEved, below Ama. So HaEved, only the Eved and not the Ama. So he's got the Lima, but different from a different Lima. The Idach, which is the Reb Lazar, yeah, I need ha'eved, but that's teach me that he has to make the statement. He has to opt in to being a nirtza when he's still an eved. Once the term terminate, once his period terminates, he can't get the option of being a nirtza anymore. Ve'idach, and the first Tana, the Tana Kama holds, he agrees with that limud. Ve'idach may eved ha'eved nafka. It could have said eved. It says ha'eved, so he's learning two limudim. One that it can only be the male, and the other that it has to be when it's an Eved. The Edach, which is Reb Lazar, Eved ha-Eved, lo darish. He doesn't darshan that out. Okay, let's just go on again. So this is like a side issue. We're touching up, again, we said that both Tanaim hold from the Gzeresh of Sakir. They both hold from it. So we're not finding, our ultimate quest was to find the Tana who doesn't hold from Sakir. So we thought it was the Tana Kama, the Braisa. So the Gemara said, no, Tana Kama Braisa also holds from, or could hold from Sakir, but he has specifically mudim why each din he says different with a Machru Bezdin and a Mokra Atzmo. So the Brisa I think gave four differences. So we're on difference number two. So difference number two was Machru Bezdin can be a Nirtza, and Mokra Atzmo, according to Tana Kama, can't become a Nirtza. It doesn't have that option. And so he learns it out, but that difference he learns out, it was a Sakir, it's the same. But you see, but the pasuk overrides it according to the Tana Kama. Who's the question comes to us? Anything we did so far?
Get another term to push ages out. That
She
one.
ages out and she goes free, but she can't even elect the Anir. So let's say before her term ends, her term ends when she becomes an Anara. But before she's an Anara, she can't say, I'm signing up, I like it here, I'm going to hang in longer. She doesn't have an option to become a Anir or Nir Sa. He doesn't have an option like that. Right. Yeah, so here the Gemara hasn't really in any way undercut that. The Gemara has like the Shinuyim, in other words, the Gemara has was no. It could have said, oh, is it? So you see, right, well, you see the variations in the words, and that's what we're doing. Yeah, I don't know. All right. Now, all right, let me just do this quickly about the Ozan Yemanid. So the Meiri, this is from the Daf Yomi Digest, but Rabbi Libus was mentioning this day. He said it mentioned the Panini Halacha and the Sifti Gemara. Meiri comments that even someone who's a lefty, in other words, let's say you're an Eved and you're a Nirsa, so we're going to go with the right ear. Even if you're a lefty, we're going to go with the right ear. Here we're not going to make distinction, not like by Tefillin, it's different. So Smag explains that the reason for this ruling is that one ear is not stronger than the other. If you're righty, you don't hear better in the right ear than the left ear, and they're both the same. In other words, one should not think that the reason the Torah teaches that the right ear is pierced, stronger ear, which lead one to think that a lefty would have his left ear pierced, since that is his stronger ear. Therefore, the Smag explains that regardless of whether one is a righty or lefty, his hearing will be the same on both sides. As decreed the Torah, Gzeirat Ketuv, piercing is on the right ear. There's no distinction between righty and lefty. Now, he mentions there are many fascinating discussions that relate to righties and lefties. One interesting question is whether there's a concept of a lefty when it comes to the heart. Meaning, in other words, if a man is born with a heart on his right side, his or up your alley here, Mayor, you can have your own Divrei Torah for cardiologists, Divrei Torah. You could write your Perush on. You could write
called lathe to heart.
Yeah, you. Well, that's not a bad name for a sefer. You could write a Perush on Shas, all those sugyas that deal with hearts, and then give your insight from cardiology. So he says, in other words, if a man is born with his heart on the right side rather than his left side, does this affect where he should put on tefillin? One exposition teaches that tefillin normally put on left arm because it's a weaker hand, but another exposition teaches tefillin on left arm because that's the arm closest to the heart. According to the second reason, one could argue, one born with his heart on his right side would be obligated to put his tefillin on the right arm. So Teshuvas Eretz Tzvi asserts that the placement of tefillin is not going to be changed by the location of one's heart. He demonstrates from the Gemara in Menachot Lamed Zayin that the exposition related to the tefillin being placed in the heart is only cited to teach where on the arm the tefillin are placed, but is not utilized to determine whether the tefillin are placed in the right or left arm. That matter is determined by the exposition that teaches tefillin are placed in the weaker arm, the Yad Keha. But what is the frequency in people with having heart on the very 1% or less?
1%?
Much less.
Much less. My 1 in 100,000, 200,000.
Oh, is that it?
That's very rare.
I have sites and
situs and persons.
All right.
And there is such a thing. Yeah.
All right.
Do you have anybody in your practice room?
Well, if it's less than 1%,
no, it's much less than 1%.
If it's much less than 1%, how would he end up?
No, it's like 0.1%.
Let's say it's where there's 1 in 1,000, which is what you're saying, but he's
I
got
think it's less than 1 in 1,000.
Less than 1 in 1,000, but he's got 2 already.
That doesn't it's random. It could
all right.
It could be father and son.
All right, all right.
Could
let's
be two brothers.
Okay, let's get back on the ground. Okay. Now, okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. Okay, we're on Daf Tet Vav Amud Aleph. Let's focus. We're on Daf Tet Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, I'm looking. One second. Yeah, okay. So around 10 lines down. Everybody with me? Okay, Mayor, let's focus on the Gemara. So my Tam and Tanakam Dama Mokra Asma Oiman Ikebo. So there's a bit to the Torah of Hanaka. Hanaka, I think, is like, Hanaka is like a necklace. I think it's related, like you surround the Eved with gifts when he completes his term. So he says, my Tam and Tanakam. So my tamat tana kama da amar mocher atzmo imanikim lo. So it says in Parshas Re'eh, ha neik tani klomi tzorachami garnachami fecha. But the tana kama holds mocher atzmo doesn't get ha'anaka. He says miyat rachmana, and again it's learning here sechir. Why does he make that distinction? He says miyat rachmana gabi mehu beitin ha neik tani klo lo v'lo lemocher atzmo. There's the word lo ha neik tani klo to him and not somebody else. So the limud is him. And not the mocher atzmo. So only the machru bezdin gets the hanaka. That is ki macher lecha achicha yevri. Right, it's by machru bezdin. So he says here, the edach, which is Reb Lazar in the Tana of the Brisa, ahumi ba'ile lo v'lo yorshav. He needs lo v'lo yorshav. In other words, that the hanaka goes to the eved. If lo yatsur, the eved would die after his termination of his servitude, but before he got the tip, it doesn't go to the yorshav. So the Gemara says, now here there's 2 gear cells, we'll do the other gear cell later from the bra. Yorshav amai lo. Why wouldn't your so we're saying, so according to Reb Lazar, yorshim don't get the hanukkah. It's yours, otherwise you don't get it. It's like maybe like lottery ticket, I think, like, you know, you got it, it doesn't go to yorshim, whatever. I don't know. So I don't know. He says, lo below yorshav. So yorshav amai lo. So or I don't know, but that seems to ring like a bell with me. So yorshav amai lo. Why don't the yorshim get it? Sakhir Kari Rahmana. The Torah calls the Eved a Sakhir. His Sakhir Shanah, he's like a hired worker. Maskir Pulatul Yorshav, just like a hired worker, if you earn wages and then he dies, the wages go to his Yorshim. Afhai Pulatul Yorshav. So to here, it should go to the Yorshim. So the Gemara says Taka, this is a great argument. So the Tanakam is a different argument. Elalo, Lolabal Chovo, means that the Hanaka goes to the Eved, it doesn't go to the Eved's creditor. Let's say the Eved owed a lot of money. So only the Eved gets it, and not the creditor. So he says, so again, the Tanakama holds low below the Mokar Atzma, that's the Tanakama. Reb Lazar is going to learn, no, they both get it. But low, the Baal Chovo, but the creditor doesn't get it. We dispute on Ba'alma because in general we hold to Rebbe Natan, the Tani, but they're in the Braisa, we've had this before, and you see it's Eichke Seichen for you a whole bunch of times on the right-hand time. We had Exubis twice and Git once. He says, the Tani, I'm a Rebbe Natan, Minayin Lo Shebet Avir Amana, how do we know if A has a claim against B and B has a claim against C that A can collect directly from C? He says, Minayin Lo Shebet Avir Amana, what's the name of this person? He says, Minayin Lo Shebet Avir Amana, so we don't have to say, well, C has to pay B, then B has to pay A. C will pay directly to A. This pasuk is by a person who steals from somebody and he's got to pay the money back to the victim, but it means the one that he's guilty to. But Gemara has a drasha, la'ashamlo, the one who the principal ultimately belongs to, is what the Gemara is darshaning it out. He says, so that's the general klal. So this is the way that Reb Lazar is learning the braisa, we think. Atalo la puke. So lo, he's telling me that this hanaka is in a different category. So the hanaka is only to the eved. It means even if the eved has creditors, I can't pay it to the creditor. Even though the din is like Rabbi Natan, I should pay it to the creditor, but I'm not going to. Because hanek tani glows, Rabbi Blaza learns. That's what lo is teaching. But according to Tanakama, he's learning that no, it means lo below the mokar atzmo. The idach. The Tanakama, what does he do with that limud? Ba'alma nami lo sfirlan Rabbi Natan. He holds we don't hold by Rabbi Natan. Tanakama holds we don't hold. Rabbi Natan's a Tana, but the Tanakama is also a Tana. My Tama, okay, so that's the second halakha, or the third, but we did one from yesterday, two from today. Hanaka is you give a lot of gifts to the Eved. In other words, he gets like a big tip. All right. So everybody good with that? So again, so we had another difference between the Mokar Asmo and Machru Bezdin. So according to the Tanakama, this difference, he says that Machru Bezdin Hanek Tani Glo, he gets a lot of gifts, but Mokar Asmo doesn't get all the gifts. And the other Tana holds no, he gets gifts. So what I do with Lo means that I have to pay it directly to him. I don't pay it to the creditor. All right. Now, my time with the Tanakama da Amar, Mokar Asmo and Rabba Moser Lo Shibcha Knani. So this is the last distinction. And there was a Tanakama had four distinctions, so one from yesterday and three from today. So my Tama, the Tanakama, the Marmokar Asmo and Rabba Moser Lo Shibcha Knani, what's the difference with the Tanakama? He says if he sells himself, his master cannot give him a Shibcha Knani. So Miyad Rachmana Gabe Mahru Beitin Imadravi Tin Lo Isha. So he says by Mahru Bezdin, that's in Parshat Mishpatim. So the Eved Ivri is mentioned in Parshat Mishpatim. It's also mentioned in Parshat Re'eh. So it says, if his master is Machru Bezdin, if his master gives him a wife, lo below the Mokar Asmo. Nadanav Yiten Lo Isha, him, and not the Mokar Asmo. Bidah, how Reb Lazar learned that, lo Baal Korcho. Lo means, no, they both can get a ship to Kanani, but if it's Machru Bezdin, the master can force the ship to Kanani on him. This is Reb Lazar. So how he's also going to agree that it'd be Baal Korcho when he's going to learn it. Bidach Mishimish Nesachar Sakir Nafil. He's going to learn it out. Again, he's jumping around the psukim between Parshas Mishpatim and Parshat Re. They're both talking about Machru Bezdin. He says Himish Nesachar Sakir. He's like he works double as a hired worker. If it's an Eved Ivri, he works double hard. He says the Tanya. We learned the Brisa. Himish Nesachar Sakir Abadka. No. This. Well, you're going to get me confused here. This is. Wait, one second. Lo, Mokaso. The Idach is Reb Lazar. Rav Laz is Bar Karcha, right. The Edach is the Tanakhama, right. The Edach, in other words, so the Tanakhama was saying, the Chibish Neskar Sekir Nafya. The Tanakh of Chibish Neskar Sekir Avadcha, your Eved is like a double worker, you get so much out of him. So how so? Sekir Noved El Bayom. A hired worker only works by day, you need rules, whatever. He says, Eved Ivri Oved Bayom Vivalayla. Eved Ivri works day and night. Would you think the Eved Ivri works day and night? Look for an amar ketov lo imach. So it says in Parshas for A, he's got a good deal with you. And Chazal Darsh now, imach mach al imach mishta. Like, he has to have like similar food to what the master eats, similar drink to what the master meets. Means the intent of the Torah is not cushy, but he's got like a nice life. He's working. He's not working like slave hours, so to speak. He says, Va'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Yitan Shurabah Moselo Shifcha Kananit. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, what does it mean, scarce of the Mishnah Sefer double, that his master can give an Eved Kananit and he'll procreate at night. That's how he's working by day and night. That's why he's working day and night. So we think the Tanakhama thinks that that has to be even Baal Korko. That's the idea. That the Tanakhama thinks that it'll be Baal Korko. The Edash, which is Rabbi Lazar, Ime Hatam, if I only had that limud that the Tanakhama has, I would say, no, that's if he's good with it. Agreeable to it about Baal Korcho in Malo. Baal Korcho, I wouldn't necessarily say from there. So Kamash Malan, meaning Imadanabi Teloisha, that according to Rav Lazar, it's Baal Korcho. Okay, so again, the last distinction we had was how do I know that according to Tanakhama, Mocher Atzmo, the master can give the Shifcha Kananit, but Machro Bezdin, the master could. So he says, Imadanabi Teloisha. He says the master can give him, and that's only by Makru Bezdin. So the other one holds, no, you do both. So what does he learn with the word low? So he learns low, he learns that can even be Baal Korcho, even against his will. In other words, if he's Makru Bezdin, to be against his will, but if it's Mokar Atzmo, it's not against his will. Okay? All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, so I'm moving on. Everybody good? Any questions, comments, something we did? Okay. So now the Gemara goes back to our question which was on the table from get-go, Ilaman Tana, will you have Sasfir? So who is the Tana that doesn't learn Sasfir? The Gemara said that the Gemara gave two kimtas for how do we know that in Eved Ivri is Nikta Bekesef, if he's Mokra Atzmo Machru Bezdin, so if we learn Sasfir, I got it, and the other one had a special limud, but who's the Tana that doesn't learn Sasfir? So the Gemara says, Hi Tana, the following Tana. The Tanya, now this again is talking about the Nirtza, when the Yovel comes, he goes back to his Mishpacha. The Eved Ivri, when the Yovel comes, he goes back. Either way, he says, "Tanya, v'shavu mishpachto gomer, amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, v'melech v'deber." So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, what is this pasuk talking? It says, "V'shavu mishpachto v'melech v'zad avotav yishuv." He'll go back to his hereditary lands in the Yovel, even if he's an Eved. He says, "V'melech v'deber, even mokar atzmo, v'reik v'ar amur." So if it's mokar atzmo, so we already know that. So it says Ashnat Yovel Yavod Imach, the work for the Shnat, the year of the Yovel. So the pasuk already said he's only working till the Yovel if it's Mokar Atzmo. He says Ibn Nirtza Arei Kvar Mor. If the Nirtza has already said, the Gemara is going to explain where does it say Nirtza. So the Gemara says, Leola, it's Ba'avado Leolam, Leolam Oshel Yovel. And so Nirtza I know also is going to the Yovel. So what is this pasuk teaching me? So the Gemara, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says that what is this pasuk talking about? It's talking about where Bezdin sold him, but they sold him 2 or 3 years before the Yovel. So he says, "Shayovel motziel." And the pasuk teaches me Yovel. That's he goes free. Yovel, he was sold 2 or 3 years for the Yovel. He goes free. He says, "The Isak of is here." If I assume that this Tana, i.e. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, learns Sefir, Lamali, why do I need this limud? Nelef Sefir. I learn Sefir if I learn, again, Machar Atzmo Machru Bezdin. So if Machar Atzmo goes free, then I know automatically that Machru Bezdin goes free with things. So what do I need this special limud if the Bezdin sells him 2 or 3 years before the Yovel? So by Mokar Atzmo, I know Ashtana Yovel Yevonimach. He's only working for the Yovel. So, but if I learn Sefer, I don't need a special limud, but I have a special limud. It must be he doesn't learn it. So that would be the raya. Okay, that's our working premise. The Reb Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't hold from Sefer. So we're 5 lines above where it gets wide on Tetvav Manalev. So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the old Yalish Safir Safir. That was his doubt. He could also learn Yisachir Safir. But notwithstanding that he learned Safir Safir, he still needs the special imud of Bahru Bezdin, the Itzri, Safir Hamina, Mokar Atzmo, who would loa about Surah. I would think like this. The Mokar Atzmo, he didn't do an Aveira that led, in other words, he yelled money, but he didn't do an Aveira that ended up in Abdus. He says, so I would think logically the Torah says the Obel Yir, he gets the Ofrim. About Mahru Beitin, the Abadi Surah, but if he didn't eat or he stole money, and he didn't have to pay and things like that, Iman Nitnase, I would think that we should penalize him and that he doesn't go free in the Obel Yir. That's what I would think. He says, we would penalize him to work 6 years. In other words, he didn't have Eira, he's got to do, you do the crime, he's got to do the time. So he's got to do 6 years. That's what I would think. So Kamash Malan, so Pesach could teach me otherwise. So the way I would say it is that you can have a Gzeir Shava. Remember, we've had this before, Gzeir Shava, but I can ask a Pircha against the Gzeir Shava, things like that. Remember, if the Gzeir Shava is both different from both Stadim, it's impervious. So I think the Gemara is setting up, and I mentioned this to Rabbi Reichman today, and he was good with it. So it means that I could ask a kash against the Gzeir Shava. So therefore the Pasuk is teaching me no, that in Akinami he also goes through. Okay, so that's that piece. So we see it, we don't have the Tana who does not learn Sakir Sakir. So now the Gemara, having brought this up, though, wants to clean up the Gemara, having quoted the Bryce, the Gemara wants to clean up the Bryce before we move on. So two lines before it gets wide. So Amar, even Yirtzarei Kvar Amor. So earlier the Bryce said, if, again, what is the Pasuk addressing? Shavu Mishpato, Chazan Abu Tav Yeshuv, what is the Pasuk talking? So if it's talking about the Nirtza, that he goes free in the Ovel, Arei Kvar Amor. It's already said. So Mahi, where is it already said? So I already gave you a hint where it said, but the Gemara says, where is it saying? The Tanya, we learn in the Bryce. Now, this Pasuk is a different Pasuk. Vishnatem Yishal Akuzato, Yishal Mishpato, Gomer. It's a different Pasuk. But Mach Simidabair, Ibn Mokar Atzmo, Arei Kvar Amor. If it's Mokar Atzmo, it's already said, you know, he goes to Shnani Ovel. Ibn Machru Bezdin, Arei Kvar Amor. So Machru Bezdin, that was the Pasuk for Shavu Mishpato. Right. So this pasuk is talking about a person who was in Yirsa 2 or 3 years before the Yovel. The Yovel lets him go free. My mashma. So how is that? How does it sound like from the pasuk that he goes free? Amar of Rashi Lamakra Ish. So the pasuk says Rishatem Ish Lakuzato. Ish of Rashi Noi Beish. What's a halakha that only applies to a man? Beinoi Beish. It doesn't apply to a woman. Somebody's at the front door. Gabriel, can you get it or somebody? Okay. So check, see what it is first. You know. Yeah, that's not good. No, open the doors, please, Gabriel. Open the doors, okay? Right. Yeah, okay. Who told you that? Who told you to lock it? Everybody good? Welcome. Baruch haba. You made it through. Well, but you fought it. All right, but you fought it off.
Mechanical.
Okay. Okay, so we're on Daf Tet Vav Amud Aleph. Around the fifth wide line down. All right. Okay, so let me wrap this up and then we'll take pause. Okay, well, the fourth wide line. So I'm a rabbi bar shila markra ish. Is it the bar shila beish? What's a halak that only applies to the man? They know beish. It doesn't apply to a woman. Have yomer zuritzia. So the Gemara says that, so the nirtza can only be a man. That's what the Gemara is figuring. So that's what the pasuk is talking about. So it has to teach me. I need a pasuk to teach me. Machru Bezin goes free in the Yovel, and the Nirsa also goes free in the Yovel. Teach me the Machru Bezin. If the Torah would only teach me Machru Bezin, I'd say Mishum Zol Matayz Mane. So I would say he gets to go free in the Yovel.
In
Right. I need the pasuk to tell me that he goes free because, right, he hasn't completed his term. Aval nirtza de matayz bane. Yeah, he did his time. Aim and niknasay. So I would think that we would penalize him and that he doesn't go free. He says v'yeshmin and nirtza. And if you don't tell me the nirtza goes free, yishum da abed leshesh because he did the whole 6 years. Aval achru beitin lo abed leshesh. But Bezin told him he didn't do the 6 years. Aim aloha. I'd say he doesn't go free. So it's free. So I need the whole. I need both sukim. Now. So I have one pasuk b'shavtem that teaches me that the nirtza goes free, and then I have another pasuk that says this is b'shavtem l'mitav li'olam, and then it says li'olam b'hem ta'avodu. Another li'olam it says is b'avado li'olam, that he works for in perpetuity. If the Torah only said b'avado li'olam. I've been a little mash. I see it means literally he's got to work forever. The Eved Ivri. Katab Rahman of Shavtem. Be Katab Rahman of Shavtem. I've been a highly Hechlo Abad Sheish. I'd say that's only where he didn't serve 6 years, then he goes free. About Hechlo Abad Sheish. Wait. Be Katab Rahman of Shavtem. I've been a highly Hechlo Abad Sheish. I'd say that's where he didn't. Sir, in other words, he's a nirtza, and I would say if he didn't do another 6 years, then he goes free. Aval hechadavat sheish, but where he did another 6 years, in other words, he signed up as a nirtza, and now he's doing more. So now I would say like this, that if he did six, and then he did another six or seven, and then the yovel comes, he goes free. But he says, aval hechadavat sheish, but where he did six, I would think that he shouldn't have to work, even if he's a nirtza, he shouldn't have to work more than another term of 6 years. In other words, I would think, he's a nirtza, I want to sign up again. But your second term can be longer than the first term. The max out at six, that's what I would think. So, kamash balam, liolam. So it says liolam. Liolam osho yovo. Okay, fine. Okay, so again, so let me just bring in Yaakov here. So Yaakov, the Gemara mentioned there's a gzeira shava, sachir, between mocher asmo, a person who sells himself as an evri, and a machru bezdin, the bezdin sells it. So the Gemara had limudim. The Gemara said, how do I know the evri is it can be purchased with kesef? So the Gemara has a pasuk by machru bezdin, and the Gemara says mocher asmo, I'm going to learn with the gzeira shava. But then the Gemara says, according to the opinion, doesn't learn the gzeira shava. Where I know it, the Gemara has a different pasuk. So the Gemara says, who's the Tana who doesn't learn the gzeira shava? So we're looking here, there, and the other place. We haven't found a Tana yet. Now we're looking after the Tana. So again, there's two pasukim. So Rashi quotes them. One pasuk says by Mocher Atzmo, Tisachir Kedoshav Yeimach. It'll be like a hire that's in the middle of narrow lines of Yidam days. Another pasuk says, Kibishnes Sachar Sachir. So but one is by, so one is, well, right, 100% correct. So one is by the Mocher Atzmo, and one is by the Machru Bez. So again, we're looking for the Tana who doesn't learn the Gzeira Shavu. So again, we're on the bottom line now on Ted Favman Aleph. Everybody with me? Okay, let's all focus. Nice to see everybody. So Man Tana Vil Yal Sakhir Sakhir. So who is the Tana who doesn't learn Sakhir Sakhir? So the word is Rabbi. Must be Rabbi. Tanya, turn page, top line number days. Yimlo Yigael Be'ela. This is talking about a person, a Jew, who's been sold from the Eved to non-Jews. So below Yigael Be'ela, if the Mishpacha doesn't release him, so then the Torah says, then he'll go out of servitude in the Yovel. Let me get the pasuk open here. One second. Okay. One second. Okay, thank you. Yeah, v'yatzabish nam Yovel huban abimel. So if the Mishpacha doesn't redeem him, so he'll go free in the Yovel year. Yimlo yigo be'ela, Rebbe Omer, be'ela hu nigal. Be'ela with the Mishpacha, he can be redeemed. Be'ein nigal b'sheish. But he, the Jew, who's been told to a non-Jew, doesn't go free after 6 years of servitude. Sheachol, because I could have thought, below dinu, it's a kavachomer. Umami feno nigal be'ela. Now, the typical Eved Ivri can be redeemed if he pays the money, but the Torah doesn't mention anything about the garden variety Eved Ivri, the mishpacha redeeming him. The Torah doesn't mention that the family can come redeem him or something like that. He can redeem himself, the Torah doesn't provide an option for the family to come and redeem him from servitude. He says, "Umami she'eno negal be'ela." So if he's sold to a Jew, so there's no option for the Eila. Eila is like the whole mishpacha. Nigal b'sheish, but he gets still free in 6 years. Zesh nigal b'Eila, when he's sold to a non-Jew, Torah says the mishpacha can redeem him. So certainly, I would think he could be redeemed in 6 years. Tamalomar b'Eila. B'Eila when nigal Eila means these. It means four in the Torah, it mentioned the whole mishpacha. Because it said a few psukim earlier, it says, Ododo, Vendodo Yigalenu, his uncle or his cousin, or Mishir B'Saro. So the Torah says, Tamalom Be'ela, Be'ela Hu Nigal, Be'ein Nigal B'Sheish. He can't be redeemed. He doesn't go free after 6 years. That's the way Rebbe's learning. So Rebbe learns the Eved that's sold to a non-Jew is redeemed. If the Mishpacha redeems him, he goes out, but doesn't go out with the 6 years. Be'isal Kadai Tachyalab Sachir Sachir, but if I would think I'm going to learn the Gzeir Shava, Amai Ka'amor Amami Sheno Nigal Be'ela. So the linchpin of Rebbe's Kal v'Chomer is that there's a difference between machru, sold to a Jew and sold to a non-Jew. Sold to a Jew doesn't have the din that the mishpacha can redeem him. Sold to a non-Jew does have the din that non-Jews can redeem him. So that's the linchpin. But he says if he learns now this gezeirah shavah is a little different than what we had before. There's another pasuk that Rashi brings down. If you look at the Rashi, the fourth white line, there's a different skir. So it says by his soul to a non-Jew, it says kishir shana. So you have to say, the way there was a blurb in the Masipta, they said like this, that the Masorah was, it's a Gzeirah Shavah, schir schir, whatever the schir schir is, you got this schir schir and that schir schir, but there's Masorah that's the Gzeirah Shavah. So if I'm not learning that, if I don't have the Masorah for that, I'm not learning this one either. So he says, if you would assume that Rebbe learns the Gzeir Shavah, why would he think that he can't be redeemed through family? So we think that Rebbe is the Tana. That's what we've been after. We think Rebbe is the Tana who does not learn Sechir Sechir, and therefore he doesn't know that the Mishpacha can redeem him if he's sold to a Jewish person. So Amar Nachman Yitzchak, the Olam Yalav Sechir Sechir. So Nachman says, no. Rebbe Taka can learn Sefir Sefir. So, but then why does he hold that he's got this Kal v'Chomer? So here, the Gemara is moving away from the Kal v'Chomer we said in the Braisa. V'Shani Hacha Damar Kra Yigalenu. He will redeem him. L'zeh v'lo la'achar. Yigalenu. He will redeem him. So he says, again, the Torah says, Ododo, his uncle, Obendodo, his cousin, Yigalenu, will redeem him. So Rebbe learns Sefir Sefir. I learned Sefir here, learned Sefir there, Sefir everywhere. But when it comes to being redeemed, so Yigalenu, the Mishpacha has a right, Yigalenu, to redeem the Jew that sold to a non-Jew. Not the one that sold to a Jew. He says, Yigalenu is Zebelo Lacher. So that's the end of our Raya, but we have to tie this up now. Now, we're dead in the water now in terms of who the Tana is that doesn't learn Sechir Sechir. But the Gemara says, Uman Tana the Palig of the Rebbe. Who is the Tana who's Bechulik with Rebbe? Rebbe holds that if you're sold to a non-Jew, you don't go out after 6 years. But you do go out with the Yovel. Who is the Tana that disagrees with Rebbe and holds that if you're sold to a non-Jew, you also go after 6 years, you're free after 6 years? So the Gemara says, Rebbe Yosef believes with Rebbe Akiva. Because Rabbi Yosef Lila and Rabbi Akiva are each mechulak with Rabbi. The Tani, we learned the Braisa. Lo yigael ba'ela. It says, lo yigael ba'ela, if he's not redeemed with these, but it means, so if he's not redeemed by the Mishpacha, lo yigael ba'ela, Rabbi Yosef Lila mer ba'ela l'shechur. Rabbi Yosef Lila learns, if the Mishpacha comes, so then they redeem you, you go free. The shark called Dam Lashiva. If somebody else redeemed you, you're a slave to this person. No, you're not a non-Jew, now you're with the Jew, but you're going over there. He says, but the point is that the Ela he's learning to teach me the din that with the Ela you go free, not Ela you're still a slave. But he's not learning like Rebbe, the Ela who nigal ben nigal b'sheish. So with 6 years you would go out. Rebbe Akiva Omer, the Ela Lashiva. Rebbe Akiva says, the Eilev, the Mishpacha. Now you're a slave to the Mishpacha. He says, Bashar kula dam l'shekur. Anybody else, you go free. So the idea is, Be'ela, somebody you're going to be slave for. In other words, they're learning that Be'ela, you're not redeemed Be'ela, but the
6 years you do go free.
Right. You 6 years you do go free. But Be'ela, but there's going to be a difference in Be'ela. So somebody you're going to be enslaved for, somebody you go shekhor for. Okay, now let's keep further in the Gemara. B'shal kalam shibu Rabbi Kiva, Be'ela shibu b'shal kalam shekhor. Now my time is Rabbi Yosef Lili. Now the Gemara wants to tease out the Shitot. Rabbi Yosef Lili says that Be'ela, the Mishpacha comes and redeems you, you go free. Somebody else redeems you, you're enslaved to that other person. So my time is Rabbi Yosef Lili. I'm a Kra, in lo yigael Be'ela, Ela ba'acher. In other words, he's adding the words Ela ba'acher. Im lo yigael ba'ela. If you're not redeemed through Ela, Ela is the mishpacha. Ela ba'acher. So somebody else is redeeming you. Yatsa b'shinari oveil. So then you're still a slave and you go out. It's b'shinari oveil. That's what the pasuk says. Im lo yigael ba'ela. Yatsa b'shinari oveil. U'banamimo. You go free in the oveil year. So you're a slave. I'm running out of time, which is why I'm speeding it up. Okay. So let me. Okay, do you have it so far? Okay, so Rabbi Yossi Glili holds, if the Mishpacha redeems you, you go free as a bird. If somebody else redeems you, now you're enslaved to the person who redeemed you. So how does he learn that?
So he learns from the Pasuk.
If you're not redeemed Be'ela, with the Mishpacha, then B'yatzah B'shnani Yovel. So then your servitude ends in the Shnat Yovel. You're still a slave, and you have to leave Shnat Yovel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Im lo yigael ela ba'ela. He means, if you're only redeemed, ela only with the ela. In other words, it means it's like double negative is really a positive. In other words, if you're redeemed by the Mishpacha, it's not Shnat Yovel. Then you're enslaved. Yeah. It says, now, Rabbi Yossi Aglili would respond, Midi ela. Does the Torah say Ela Be'ela? You're adding a whole word. So the Gemara says, right. So with this Hesber, it doesn't work out well for Rabbi Akiva. So press the delete button, scratch. Ela Mahaik Prakimitli. So now the Gemara says, no. The Machlok between, this is like a side issue. We're already done with this Sakhir Sakhir. Rabbi could subscribe to Sakhir Sakhir, which is what we were after. But the Gemara is touching up the opinions of the people who are Machulik with Rabbi. And they hold that the Eved does go free in the 6th year. And what are they learning from Be'ela? So we have Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi Glili and Rabbi Akiva. Ela b'hai krak miflagi. So Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Glili and Rabbi Akiva, that they hold that the Eved goes free in 6 years, even if he's working for the non-Jew. And the Eved, if the family redeems him, one holds he goes free, Rabbi Yossi Glili. But if somebody else redeems you, you're enslaved to them. And Rabbi Yehuda holds just the opposite. If the family redeems you, you're enslaved to them. Somebody else you go through. Now, so what's their svara? Why do they hold that way? So he says, El b'hai krak mifigi. So the mechulak on the following pasuk. O dodo, o ben dodo yigalenu, zegula krovim. So the pasuk says, if the mishpacha redeems you, that's A, o we see yado, or he gets money, zegula atzmo, he redeems himself as B, v'nigal, zugula acherim. V'nigal, is if other people redeem you. So this is an earlier pasuk is mentioning all three items, A, B, and C. A, the mishpacha redeems you. B, you redeem yourself. C, somebody not mishpacha redeems you. A, B, and C. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Savar Mikra Nidrash Lefanav. So we think that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that a clause can be darshened out to the clause and to the previous clause. It's Mikra Nidrash Lefanav. Shari Gulat Krovim Agulat Atzmo. So I'm going to take A and B. A is Gulat Krovim, and B is Gulat Atzmo. My Gulat Atzmo is Shechur. If I redeem myself, I'm going free. I get the money, I pay it to the master, I'm going free. I have Gulat Krovim is Shechur. So two, Gulat Krovim. So I have A, B, and C. So B I know. B is the known quantity. So is B teaching me about A, or B is teaching me about C? So Rabbi Yossi Lina holds B is Mikra Nidresh Lofana. B is going to teach me about A. So just like B, I go free. So to A, if the Mishpacha redeems you, I go free. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Mikra Nidrash L'Akra. Akiva holds that I'm going to, exposit the clause with what follows it. He says, Shadi Gulat Acherim, my Gulat Atzmo. I'm going to link B and C together. My Gulat Atzmo, the Shechur, just like when you redeem yourself, you're free. after the Akeirim, the Shekhar. So too, when other people also the Shekhar. That's what we think is the basis for the Shito. So the Gemara says, fine, that works, that Pasuk in and of itself works out well, but Ihasi, if that's really their Limud, which is nice little Shtickle Torah, the Elalamali. So if you remember above in the Gemara, we had a Brisa around 10 lines from the top, or 12 lines from the top, near the asterisk, the Tanya, Lo Yigael Ba'ela, there's a Ba'ela the Shekhor, B'sharkal Dama Shibur, given Ba'ela the Shibur, B'sharkal Dama Shekhor. In the Brisa, they're basing themselves on the word Ba'ela, but based on what we did, it's got nothing to do with the word Ba'ela. Ba'ela is a different pasuk altogether. We darshan an earlier pasuk. So it's nothing's got anything to do with anything. So Ihaki Ba'ela Lamali. So the Gemara says, Ila Ba'ela Havamina. Now, the Gemara here makes a sea change in its understanding. So earlier we thought that Mikra is Nidra Shlafanav or Mikra is Nidra Shlakra. Now the Gemara is saying no. Default is a clause, Mikra is Nidra Shlafanav and Lakra. I'll darshan out the clause both forward and backwards. He says, Ilav Be'ela, but if I didn't have Be'ela, Hava Amina, I would have said, Mikra Nidrash Bein Lafana Bein Lakra, Bahakul Shikur. So if I didn't have the word Be'ela, I think you go free from anybody who would be you. Family, stranger, and certainly yourself, you go free as a bird, if I didn't have Be'ela. So then I have Be'ela, so Be'ela is teaching me, V'im lo yigael Be'ela, if you're not being redeemed by Ela, which is Mishpacha, then be at Sabashana Yavil, then you're enslaved. So Be'ela is going to override our general cloud. So the Gemara says, Ihati Hadar Kushal Dukta. But if that's true, how do I answer up for Rabbi Akiva, which is what gave us problems originally? How does Rabbi Akiva, so you're going back, you're saying the drashta from Be'ela is reinstated in essence. But the difficulty we had is, how does Rabbi Akiva darshan Be'ela? In other words, Rabbi Yosef Lilai Gak. He says, if he's Be'ela, then he goes free. Lo Yiga Be'ela, he's a slave. Yet Sabashal Yavel. But what does Rabbi Akiva? So we had Ella Be'ela, but it doesn't say Ella in the Pasuk. Ella, so let's go back. Ella Besfarik Mephidi. So the Gemara says, the Nekuda Ramach Loke between Rabbi Yosef Lee and Rabbi Akiva is really based on Sfara. Rabbi Yosef Lee is Savar, Mistabar Gulad Acherim L'Shibut. This Lee says it's more logical. So it's more logical that when other people redeem you, you're enslaved. The Amr L'Shichruer is if you're going to say that you go free when other people redeem you, so people act in self-interest, nobody's going to want to redeem you. If I get something in it for me, then I like doing it. You know, so that far makes sense. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Mistabar Gulad Krovin L'Shibut. Rabbi Akiva says it's more logical that the family redeems you, you're enslaved. The Amr L'Shichruer, because if you say go free when the family redeems you, every day you're going to sell yourself off because you'll make money. You know, you sell yourself and you get cash or gamble debts, whatever, and now let them redeem you. So, but if the family redeem you, but if you're enslaved, so you think twice about it. Okay, wait. Give me 1 second. There's something I want to just clarify. Wait. Give me 10 seconds. 10 seconds. 1 second. Let me just look. 1 second. Hold on. 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. Yeah. So, yeah. So in essence, so what it comes out at the end is who is Ela? In other words, who is Ela? So we initially thought Ela's got to be Mishpacha because the earlier Pasuk said about the Mishpacha. But now the Gemara has established the earlier Pasuk really refers to both Mishpacha and non-Mishpacha. So who is Ela? Who is that? That's what the Machloket is. Who is Ela? So the Pasuk is Vimlo Yigael Be'ela. So is Be'ela the Mishpacha? Then if the Mishpacha doesn't redeem you, you're enslaved. Or Vimlo Be'ela, if you're not redeemed by the other people, then you're enslaved by the Mishpacha. All right, let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause. Okay, so then. So, okay, now, 6 lines from the bottom on tip on base. So, Amr Kibra Abba, Amr Yochanan, Zuzi Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Akiva. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Leila and Rabbi Kiva. Aval Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim, which I assume would be the same as Rebbe, right? But Chachamim Omrim, I call the Shechur, right? So Chachamim hold that whoever redeems you, go free. Man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim? Rebbe Yin. The Mapik Leila, Hai Ba'ela, the Drasha Krina. So Rebbe learns the Eila for a different Drasha. He says that he's redeemed, you know, by whoever the family or the other people, but he's not Nigal B'Shesh. Is Umikra Nidrash Bein Lefanav Bein La'akrav, and he holds the Pasuk's Darshan going forward and backwards, which is the way the Gemara is defaulting over, and Mela, just like A, B, and C. So just like B, the Mokra Atzma goes free, so to Mishpacha. Yeah. Now, the Rebbe, Haivi Atzab Shalani Yovel Ma'abilei. So according to Rebbe, whoever redeems him, he goes free. If Mishpacha frees him, he goes free. He redeems himself, he goes free. If other people redeem him, he goes free. Then what does the Pasuk mean? Is being loyga el be'elav yatzav shnani yovel. In other words, so then he's going out to the yovel, but he's going to be free. So how does this work? So he says, so v'rebi hai v'sav shnani yovel mayabidlei. So mibayle, the bottom line on tepam base, mibayle l'chtani, needs it for that which we learn in the Braisa. Yatzav shnani yovel, top line to Zayin Man Aleph, v'ovei kochavim she'esh don tachad yadchor. So it's talking about a goy who is like subject to your laws and rules. You know, via Sabashtana Yovel, you know, it's Jewish jurisdiction and the Goyim are following what the Jews say to do. Maybe it's the Goy who's not under your jurisdiction. So how are you going to do anything? So in other words, saying means if nobody redeems him, then via Sabashtana Yovel, he goes out in the Shana Yovel. If it's a Goy that's under your jurisdiction, he's following what the Jews say to do. So then the Yovel year, then he always gets to go free. Okay, now, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did in today's style? Yeah, we'll try to do the best we can now. Okay, so, all right, we'll do a brief chazara. Gabriel, when you get a chance, can you put the hallway lights on now? I don't want people coming late Mariv, think the whole place is closed up. You know, we're closed up for shop. Yeah, but that was before we began late Mariv. Now we're back late Mariv, okay? Now, all right, so I'm just repeating the whole daf. Then the two minute review. So yeah, they got everything under the sun. There's also a two hour daf. Anyway, now I remember in Florida hearing about a 2 hour daf, whatever, and then they have people who are on the Long Railroad and they finish the daf and the time of the commute and things like that, and then Rabbi Leibowitz, he always says 40 minutes is the daf, 40 minutes the daf, exactly. anyway, we hooked into this topic because the Mishnah said that Eved Ivri. And we're now talking about Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is nifta b'kesef b'shtar. And Eved Ivri can be acquired by kesef, by money, or by shtar. That's the first yisod. So the Gemara says, how do I know an Eved Ivri can be acquired by kesef? So the Gemara ends up saying, I know an Amai Vriya has kesef because it talks about, you know, v'havdeilo nifta, she can be nifta, so she's acquired by kesef. Then the Eved Ivri, he's connected to it because it says nearby, it says b'chim, he says, So there's a hekesh between Eved Ivri and Evriya. So Makru Bezdin, I know that. And so then how do I know Mokar Atzmo? So Mokar Atzmo I know because Gzeir Shabbos Sakhir Sakhir. Sakhir, Sakhir. Then the Gemara says that we're traded. Learn Sakhir, Sakhir. But if you don't learn Sakhir, Sakhir, how do you know Mokher Atzmo? So the Gemara has another pasuk, B'chi Tasig. B'chi Tasig, in other words, if the non-Jews become more, get wealthier, and then, so it says, one second. Okay. Yeah. So it says you're talking about an Eved Ivri that's owned by a non-Jew. It says V'chi Tasig, it says above. He says, like, if they're going to become wealthy, so that Bav connects that the Pasuk is connected to the previous Pasukim. So the previous Pasukim are talking about a Jew sold to another to another Jew. So he says, the earlier section is the Jew sells himself to another non-Jew. So to another Jew. So b'chit hasig, in other words, I see, is a connection. So the Jew who sells himself to another Jew, so he also can be redeemed through kesef. Anyway, so we ended up learning, we said, who's the Tana who does not learn sachir sachirs? So we tried to find different candidates. First, we had the braisa about the differences between Mokar Asmo and Makru Bezdin, and that went nowhere. Then we had another Tana about Shabbat Mishpat Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He says that the person goes back to his mishpacha. So in the Yovel, so he says Makru Bezdin Shlam Shistim Bnei Yovel Yovel Motzio. So why does he need that limud? If he learns sachir sachir, he knows anyway that he goes free. So, but the Gemara had a limud from that, and then the Gemara had Rebbe. We tried to learn from Rebbe's limud. What was Rebbe's limud? Rebbe's limud was im lo yigael be'ele, be'ele nigal be'nigal. And Rebbe learned a kal v'chomer. He said that mishen lo nigal be'ele nigal b'sheish. That the typical Eved Ivri can't be redeemed by Mishpacha, but he goes go out after 6 years. But if he's learning Sechir Sechir, he should learn that he is able to go free. So we never found out who the Tana was who didn't hold from Sechir Sechir. Okay, I think it's going to be tonight. Okay, let me one time.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Ruchtia, nice to have you, Mordechai. Oh, I nearly forgot. Let me mention, I nearly forgot. Today's Daf Yomi was sponsored by Larry Horn. On the occasion of Yortzeit of his mother, Ita Bat Moshe Zichrona Lebracha, he sponsored today's Daf Yomi.
Was Fern there with you today, Fern?
Yes. Yeah, here she is. One second. Let me end the recording, then I'll show you. One second.
Wasn't it Ruth?